Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
It's hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Well, well, good evening, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in rainy Montana. The snow level has been dropping. I had to run out there and pick all my tomatoes. Got about pretty close to 100 pounds of them. No, they hadn't ripened. That's because we've had such a hot, hot year here. Anyway, more global warming. Join us in the chat room at the following URL. On Frequency Radio, yeah, that's right, on Frequency Radio. chattango.com. Lay down, Numa, you cute dog. Kenneth and his wonder dog Trigger is in the control room, ready to answer phones and put those on air should they call into the show. The call-in number is 1-800-313-9443. Granny is having to reboot her computer since it won't play RBN. I was having problems with that last week. Mine wouldn't do it until I had to restart my computer. I'm not sure what's going on there, but it seems to be happening more and more. See, as a show note, if you came here to find a host talking about how great a certain politician is or was, or get built up about how great things are here in America, I think you've picked the wrong time to listen. I'm a realist. And I, as you know, I see things in a far different way than many people really do. I hate being lied to. I guess that's the premise of it. You know, it's like this media nowadays. You know, they constantly, this host of lies that they, you know, like pushing the American exceptionalism. They can show these great news things of your local area, of your the fathers and mothers out there with their kids playing baseball or some football game and stuff. Yeah, it sounds great like that, you know. But it's all an illusion. I mean, it's just it's entertainment, you know. Just like I love all them shows like The X Factor, America's and or Britain's Got Talent, The Voice, others that prove that demographically, no matter where you're at in the world, people are all the same. Like country music's Mo Pitney. I just came across him not too long ago. I listen to old country western music like that. I can't stand this new crap that hasn't been Judaized yet. But anyway, or they can't do it. So, you know, old country ballads, you know, the heartstrings of where a man and woman, they went through hell in life, a wife, a family, whatever like that. And like the old saying with the tornado, you know, they rip up your house or if you played a tornado backwards or something like that, or country western music was the same thing. If you played a record backwards, you get your trailer, your house, and all that crap back. Anyway, but they always talk about your dog in a truck, and that's pretty good, you know, or even a train. But, you know, I see that no matter where you're at, it's, you know, it's like he's like Mo Pitney, really young man, handsome kid like that. You know, he likes to sing old country western music to his favorites of George Jones and those guys, and he's I didn't realize what a good voice a kid had, but then there's others, you know, a lot of these young black kids are out there singing just like Charlie Pride and everything like that, you know, and it's amazing. These are distractions too, but of course that's what people have is they like to sit back and meander across their thoughts from the younger days like that. Or watching these really young boys and girls that are out there yodeling. And, of course, I always wanted to go to Switzerland and up into Germany and to see what those cultures were like and stuff. And, of course, nowadays, going into Germany, you might get knifed or something like that by some immigrant or whatever like that. But I have friends over there in Switzerland that were on Twitter there that have been since banned. But you can imagine going through the countryside of Switzerland and hearing someone yodeling in the hills and stuff. You know, a lot of this stuff is being taken away from us. And I like those that kind of keep that that past alive. Anyway, I'll start the show off tonight with the U.S., you know, this again, I'll get into this more here, and this there's some news from Gerald Celente and other Zero Hedge and stuff like that about how bad the economy is. But I'll start how the United States wants to impose a naval blockade on Russia, and Russia has just made a statement that if that is done, that is a declaration of war. And, of course, we know that, just like the U.S. has been imposing naval blockades on Korea and stuff. You know, these are declarations of war. And, of course, this is always used to cover the didn't help, huh? Well, I'll be dipped. Granny can't get her live stream to play. Anyway, and of course, Britain's over there right now talking, really, they have to stop Russia from being in the Arctic. And no one owns the Arctic. They have an agreement with the Antarctic. But no one owns the Arctic up there. And, of course, a lot of this is for land exploration. Hell, even Israel here a couple of weeks ago had test-fired a bunch of missiles up there in the Arctic. I guess that's a testing ground. But probably because no one can witness what's actually being done by any country up there. And, of course, that's why you always hear about some ship that's stuck in the ice because people are moving around up there in the Arctic. And, of course, every time they say that there's some ship stuck in the ice, you keep thinking, well, what about all this global warming? Anyway, but that's the crux of what's going on here. The economy is getting worse, even though the POTUS and those guys like that sit there and they keep continually slapping themselves on the back about, well, it's like when Trump was at that UN speech there and he started talking about how great America was and what he's done since he's been in office in 2 years, and the crowd laughed. I'm sure millions of Americans are watching laugh too, but you know, there's those old faithful diehards that they believe everything. Anyway, I've got a video here that I had to Ken queue up here, and this video is on six-year-olds. It's these school children that are forced to write these LGBT love letters as part of their political indoctrination. So, Kenneth, would you please play that video, sir?
Oh, Prince Henry, you're going to tell Thomas why it's a brilliant idea for him to marry you.
Yeah, in the video there, it's a what do you call it?
They're going to go out into that world and find this diversity around them, and they'll find that at a young age as well. And the more they can be accepting at this age, you're not going to face it further on, because the children will be accepting now and will be accepting this diversity around them.
Yeah, as you notice, this diversity they keep talking about. This is an agenda being pushed, and of course you can look that up there, like transgenderism is a Jewish imperative, and it's all through the Israeli papers and stuff. But Kenneth and I was talking about this briefly there before the show here, that the U.S., who's avid ally over there in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, they're over there, it's hanging homosexuals over there. But a lot of this is to get you to tug at your heartstrings, you know, to promote another agenda. Like over in Syria, for example, on May 2011, Catherine Marsh, a gay girl in Damascus, becomes the heroine of the Syrian revolt. Well, it's just been released here. Oops. The Guardian's heroine of the Syrian revolt turned about to be an American man blogging from Scotland, pretended to be gay, to be a gay girl in Syria. His name is Tom McMasters. But, you know, this, again, like I say, this is the preconditioning of people to think of, oh, my God. Well, if you are gay, I guess you say, you know, that those poor gays over in Syria, they need help. Those poor gays, they can't freely demonstrate in Russia. But these are all ways to manipulate society. Just like when they show a little black kid over to Africa with his bloated belly about, please send $19 a month or just 61 cents a day. It's like, well, geez, I'm being taxed already for the bombs that are causing the problem over in the first place. But, you know, you're not supposed to think of it that way. But these agendas are what's this diversity thing. Patty or Granny and I go along talking about this quite a bit here. Everyone's, you know, you watch it in the news here where they start lowering the ages of consent to 15 to 16. What the details the crux of what they call sodomy is and stuff. And all these preachers out there taking liberties with children and stuff. This is, you know, supposed to be all, you know, socially accepted anymore because they're trashing our entire system of things. So I'll give you an example. Take this Kavanaugh circus right now. Will his accuser testify? No. The accuser couldn't fly because, you know, not able to do that. But I hear she did surfboarding. I was able to fly around to do that, you know. But this all to do what? It's, you know, it's to stop a judge that's, what, a conservative? Okay, you know, well, what's the distraction? You know, and of course, like I say, if you might watch on TV or YouTube videos, as mentioned before, you'll never see any of these politicians on America's Got Talent or even Britain's Got Talent. You got to think of the thousands of Americans here. And again, these are distractions for what's really going on. The thousands of Americans who the IRS has seized all their assets, both financial and material. And of course, Ralph, just before this show here, was talking about that, about what we do own and don't own. And of course, this makes it so that a person cannot form or pay for a legal defense. Aaron Russo there, of course, that comes to mind there when you think of how he interviewed that IRS man who actually wrote the tax code and admitted that the taxes are voluntarily, paid into. But of course, if you don't, well, then, of course, here come the man, you know. But Americans just love to be lied to, and perhaps too many hours of answering some of those Lonely Hearts type personal ads on Craigslist, which I guess you can't do anymore, but Tinder and Grindr and some other dirty app, which is a dating app there, which one party's chat will brag about themselves in some massive sales package or breast size, penis size. I mean, this goes on and on, you know, the misstatement of age. And, of course, this works great for shows like To Catch a Predator, you know. One of those I was watching here a while back there was a guy had just been released 12 hours out on his own recognizance, and there he was again trying to get into the pants of a 15-year-old boy. And then you see that more and more that the charges for these are becoming less and less. But if you smoke a joint, well, you can get 20 years out of that. Anyway, what I'm actually talking about here is the lost morals of this country here. And this is where I see this more and more daily of where people, I don't know if it's because of their inattention or what, or these distractions. Like I've commented on this, these so-called scandals that are running back in D.C. right now. Why should that be any different? Because we've had both political parties for decades screwing us. That's why we have millions of unemployed, millions of homeless, tent cities across this country. The roads need repaired. Rail systems, name it. Everything needs repaired. And, of course, nothing's getting done. But we're supposed to be worried about what politician is screwing who when they've been screwing us, as I said, for years. Of course, we can also notice this, too, here. With the U.S. bombing country after country with millions killed based on allegations of chemical weapons and zero investigations, you know, this is the same thing. Just all you have to do nowadays is imply something like Assad's gassing his own people. And then, of course, when you try to get proof, they raise up contentions in the area. And then finally, the United States goes in and they bomb the very area that's supposed to be the one. And then they say that Russia was hindering their investigation. No, the United States just bombed it. Anyway. Or the fact, for years, as noted, the United States sold Saddam in the 1980s those same chemicals used as a premise of war today, which allowed Saddam to kill 5,000 Kurds and over a million Iranians, and where Kissinger himself said, quote, "I hope they kill each other." Well, the same thing, you know, there's a moderate government over there in Syria right now, but there's a lot of Muslims, there's Christians, everything like that. And so what's the difference between, say, Assad, if he was, which we know he isn't, but, you know, if he was killing his own people, whether they be Christians or not, to the United States doing a bombing run over there, or Britain or France, and killing a bunch of Muslims and or Christians too, because Christians, there's 10%, you know, demographically, 10% of Christians are in Syria, and also make up 15% of their military. So apparently the United States has no problem killing Christians, neither does France or Britain. But only if Assad does it, you know. Of course, this is just like Waco. It's okay if the United States goes out there and they start bombing their own people or whatever like that, you know. Or Obama talking about using drones to kill U.S. Citizens, you know, that's okay. You know, that's all within the scope of war. And then, of course, as a flashback to what I just mentioned about Syria, there's two articles there. It says Syria. It says Britain allowed firms to sell chemicals capable of being used to make nerve gas. The Sunday Morning Mail revealed today export licenses for potassium fluoride and sodium fluoride were all granted months after the bloody civil war in the East began. This is the setup. And then a separate article here comes out where it says British companies sold chemicals to make lethal nerve gas and sarin in the 1980s. And, of course, this was, like I say, when old Donald Rumsfeld back there shaking hands with Saddam in 83, they set all this stuff up for a future because a lot of this stuff was written many, many years ago, how they wanted to take out these countries. And, of course, this is where the Project for a New American Century started growing from. Anyway, we've got a caller online, Kevin over there in West Virginia. How you doing there, Kevin? Hope you're having a good evening.
I am. I'm having a great evening. I wanted to weigh in on a couple of different things. The first thing that I wanted to mention about this Kavanaugh circus, what that was a dress rehearsal for when the Democrats steal the House of Representatives with the midterm
election. Article 25 with the trying to impeach Trump?
Yes. You watch the dress rehearsal of that. They are going to recycle the women that came out in the 2016 election, and you're going to witness and watch a repeat of this. This is insane, and this is crazy, and that's what that was with the whole Kavanaugh thing, was a dress rehearsal for impeachment.
Yeah, I've seen these different memes on Twitter there, Kevin. Like, I didn't know if Dr. Ford was married or not, or if she claimed to be, or what like that, but all this talk about having to see a penis or something like that. I'm going, God, did anyone ever raise a kid or something like that? Because, you know, whether you have a son or a daughter like it, don't you change diapers? I mean, everything is a shock nowadays. It's like everyone that I know of went out on Friday nights and tried to get a little and stuff like that, and or got drunk, you know, or got too drunk to get a little, you know. But this, like you said, it's all a diversion because this is another plot to take over this democratic socialism, which is basically communism nowadays.
I agree. And the other thing that I wanted to remember, Antifa and all these people are the kind of a diversion too. Hashtag hunt Republicans whenever they tried to go out and take out the baseball team of Republicans.
Right.
These people are. The left has been activated. They have been activated, radicalized, and they're not going to stop. but they are the cover.
I'll tell you what, hey, Kevin, hang on. Okay, I got a break coming up here, but there's more about that I want to talk to you about, okay? So stay there. We'll get right back to you, okay?
It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is on. You get and you wanna.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
In a little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. Double Talk. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Montana. We're currently talking with Kevin over there in West Virginia about this whole Kavanaugh deal. You know, Kevin, I was going to say something on here, you know, like I was referring to earlier, like this, you know, To Catch a Predator or the shows like Cops and stuff. They have for years, the deep state or shadow government, they've used these patsies and stuff, like when we find out the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. You know, I grew up in Las Vegas, and I was pretty well acquainted with how the mob worked. Of course, it was an Italian mob back there, but I realized back then, if you wanted a ticket fixed, you know, there was a judge out there that would do that. But, you know, so in remembering all this, you know, they will throw fellow Americans or politicians under the bus to get their own stated agenda, and whether it's Antifa and stuff. You know, like George Soros, you didn't mention him earlier there, but George Soros has been behind all this, and within that, there's all those Title 18 laws that George Soros and those others in the Democratic Party today are in total violation of subversion of this United States government.
Totally. I agree. totally agree 100% with you. Soros is behind a lot of it. But I'm thinking Antifa is just the cover. You brought up Obama. I think that there's Iranian cells and Muslim Brotherhood cells that are actually going to be doing the hits on prominent Republicans. It came out Friday that people, that Republicans, you know, that are higher up in power have been doxxed. And they've been doxxed, and the IP address came out of the House of Representatives. So this is why I'm, you know, trying to be a little bit an alarmist on this, because these people, these Democrats, Maxine Waters, Dianne Feinstein, you know, you can go down the laundry list of people. These people are causing, are wanting violence in the streets. And I'm asking, how much longer are we, you know, and I consider myself, first off, I'm blind. I don't own any firearms. I wish I did. And it would be a bad thing for a blind guy to own firearms. But I can see what's going on in this country. I can see we're systematically being ripped apart. We are going to be in a civil war because of these Democrats. There's going to be blood in the streets, and this is what they want, and I don't know how to stop it. We need to stop this.
I'll agree with you on everything, Kevin, except for one thing. I, out of all the stuff I know and stuff, and I know quite a bit, I read quite a bit too, the Iranian influence in this country is only for propaganda for this next coming war that the United States wants to start. Your mention, though, of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, remember, Obama and those guys have been closely aligned with this fraction of a group, which is also tied to the MEK, who trained in northern Nevada, was brought out by Seymour Hersh. But this is the real thing. But one thing that you should remember, or anyone else that's listening, is that as communism came to power, many millions of voters that voted for that same system of things were eventually killed by the same governments.
Yep.
So they're just like these patsies I'm talking about beforehand here. They are just useless shills, and they don't realize it at first. But they're useless shills that will be used, and then when, of course, at the time when they're no longer needed, they'll be discarded.
Yeah. Every time, look at Hitler for an example. Let's go back history. When he came to power, he killed the people around him because, you know, they knew what he did. I mean, it's every time, every dictatorship, every time somebody's a quote unquote traitor and they come to power, they have to kill the ones off, like you said. They're patsies.
Yeah, yeah, Kevin. Though again, though, as I've told these young boys around this area up here, there, especially this Jewish kid that's out back here right now. Hitler didn't kill anyone. Neither did Mao, Stalin, Lenin, Pol Pot. They didn't kill anyone. Those like Trump and those guys were out there on their golf course. They issued the commands. All it took was those people, the patsies, whether they're a Democratic voter or even a Republican voter, that stood by and listened to people like George Bush that says, you're either with us or against us. These are the type of people that go out and kill millions of other people for a policy. Just like when I've talked before here about Bill O'Reilly, when he said to get out there and support our troops or shut up, he didn't mean troops because remember, and I've got that here later in the show here, 307,000 veterans died at the hands of the Veterans Administration, not the enemy. What O'Reilly said was support our policy, and this policy is not being driven from the United States. This is a foreign entity that is directing all U.S. policy, and we have those patsies within our own government that, I mean, when you can print money out of thin air, it doesn't cost you nothing, just like these banks. The banks can issue trillions of dollars and stuff. All that debt is issued as national debt, and of course the taxpayers pick up that. So even if a bank gets a fine, and we find out later on that the banks that were fined, they set their own fine. They told the government, this is what we'll pay.
I agree. I totally agree. I recently ran across something. I was going back looking through things with 1947 and when Nazi Germany, I don't really believe they lost the war, but when they liquefied their assets and everything, I ran across something that was called Golden Lily, Project Golden Lily, with the Axis powers and it deals with Japan. And what it was Japan going around looting everything. And in 1947, it was billions of dollars. Could you imagine what the deep state, how much it's worth now?
Yep. I know. All right, Kevin, I got to cut you loose here, but hey, thanks for calling in. We got a break coming up here, but call back in again some other time, okay, stud?
Yes, sir.
All right, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500. It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in beautiful cold Montana. Winter's coming. I was talking here earlier about how politicians or other people like journalists, whatever like that, how they're thrown under the bus. And you can call this burying a mistake or something like that. I mean, I grew up in Nevada. You know, I remember the days of Jimmy Hoffa. We always expected to see his hand poked up out of the desert somewhere, you know. But this is no different than journalists that have their cars explode on in California, that they're about ready to bust a case open, or a Democratic personnel that leaks something to WikiLeaks and he's shot, or sheriff's vehicles that have been taken out using this Boston brake methods. I was even surprised to find that it was actually listed, that method there. And this is, of course, where they use OnStar to get one side of a vehicle to brake during a high-speed pursuit, trying to catch some drug lord, and doing that around 70 miles an hour around a corner like that. Suddenly the patrol vehicle rolls off in the field and kills the detective and or sheriff or whatever like that, you know. But this is how they eliminate that. Of course, you have to ask yourself, you know, if you can't get toothpaste or water past the TSA at the Gestapo there at the airport, how is it that all these drugs keep coming in this country? And just like I noticed here early this morning, there was an article on Twitter about Iran again, that Iran has such a great influence in bringing drugs in this country. How? You know, how do they get past? I mean, we have American citizens that if you don't claim citizenship here at a checkpoint, which is 100 and some miles within the border, that they pull you over and they harass you, bust out your windows and stuff like that. How are these drugs coming in? Well, because if anything is coming in, it's let in. Remember that the State Department and embassies issue all travel visas, just like on 9/11. All those nice little passports came from where, you know? But a lot of this is fabricated. And, of course, you can think of the countless methods, as I say, of where they have used children, women, and men who have died for these agendas. And like, we're supposed to care about, oh my God, a school got shot up. Oh, those poor kids. Now, Nikki Haley had, about 2 weeks ago, had put a post out there and slamming Iran for something. And within that, she, within the same post, had slammed Syria, talking about the poor children again. So, let's do a flashback, 1992. U.S. bombing hit 28 civilian hospitals and 52 community health centers. This one hospital there in Basra, the province, totally collapsed from the bombing. Another one, a mental hospital in southeast Baghdad, the ceiling collapsed onto the patients in their beds. And it goes on. Allied bombs damaged 672 schools. 38 were totally destroyed. 8 of those were hit were parts of universities. Nor were mosques or other religious buildings or historic sites immune from the U.S. attacks, though the Pentagon insisted that they were not targeted. They just came out recently here with the amount of people killed up in Afghanistan, and everyone knows it's a lie there. Just as much as they reported how many Americans were killed in action over in Iraq. Remember, KIA means killed in action, and those were the only ones listed that were killed on the ground. If you were wounded and died in flight, you weren't listed because you weren't on the ground. And so thousands more that were in flight or taken to Germany's hospitals lost their lives too. And of course, remember, all these lies were based on lies. I mean, all these wars are based on lies. But anyway, so historic sites, all this stuff, mosque, whatever like that, and even some that have been, you know, thousands of years old, these were all targeted. Just like if you Google the 1991 photo of the highway of death just outside of Basra, where about 3 miles worth of traffic of these fleeing Kuwaiti oil workers were headed back to Basra, and the A-10 Warthogs came in there and they shot the lead vehicle up, causing a massive traffic jam. And as the traffic backed up, then they came back through there and they strafed everything. And of course, that's never been proved what kind of munitions they used there, but you can see where the bodies were totally burned, blackened carcasses inside the vehicles, and yet the paint or the tires and stuff like that were totally intact. So something was used, but no one knows. And that's why I say you can fabricate all the evidence you want like that, you know. Anyway, then again, back on this, where bombers had hit civilian government offices, buildings. Of course, this is where those are the ones that would dispense need to the civilians that hadn't been killed yet, you know. And this is the same premise of World War II's Allied terror bombings over there in Germany. And if you look at the number of cities killed over there or destroyed in Germany, 50-some-odd cities it lists. And of those populations, 74% out of each city was killed. And of course, I'm sure they were all Germans, you know. But this is how war goes. And anyone that rises up and tries to to say something, they're Clinton-sided, you know. But why, you know, this is why it's so important for today's schools to continue to teach this government propaganda, you know, so that you know, those that have learned that Vietnam were, you know, communist, or that Saddam allegedly had these WMDs, the same with Assad, and the countless millions bombed with zero investigations, or if the investigation, like I mentioned earlier, is called for, the U.S. bombs the very location. We're supposed to be worried about all this stuff, and you should know this, that Vietnam is nearly 9,000 miles away from Washington, D.C. Basra is 6,482 miles. Moscow is 4,600 miles. Somalia is 7,742 miles. And, of course, these are all supposed to be a threat to our national security. And like I've mentioned before, when you see this so-called Al-Qaeda or this Boko Haram and stuff firing their cute little AK-47s in the air, which has a ballistics of 300 feet, they're supposed to be a threat to us. Anyway. This is because of the oil wealth, the minerals, the coffee, and all this other stuff. Anyway, another caller online, Mark, down there in the Philippines. Philadelphia. I was thinking of Vietnam there, but anyway, go ahead.
That's
how
right.
You doing down there in Philadelphia? Yeah, down in Philadelphia there, the brotherly love.
Doing okay. Doing okay, Keith. Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So, if you want to, what I think of all this is it's a magic act.
Yeah, okay. Watch the other hand.
Right. And by the way, I've known a few magicians, stage magicians, in my life, and also, but the best magicians are the close-up magicians, and they're really, really good, where they can do sleight of hand, and you can be watching them, and you won't even see what they do. So anyway, that's what all this is, a magic act, distraction. So this whole deal about the Kavanaugh thing, real quick, you know, he'd been investigated previously 5 times. Okay, so why would they? You know, the Bolsheviks and all this cultural Marxism—they want to incrementally destroy distinctions. Okay, so this is a very serious process. Okay, so this is a very serious process of vetting someone to make sure that, you know, because this is a Supreme Court lifetime appointment, right? So why would the people that are part of this process let this accusation come forth without vetting it before it gets to the national stage? Okay, so I hold them accountable for letting it come forth to waste our time and to erode the distinction of valid process, because we're supposed to be a republic with law and all this stuff, but which just shows that they're letting this kind of thing happen. Now the other thing that comes up for me is, Kavanaugh isn't squeaky clean, of course, and people say, well, he was a part of, you know, he was just a part of the thing, you know, and part of the system. So this whole deal about the Patriot Act and the whole deal about he was part of the Foster thing, investigation or something, overseeing that. He had some connection to it. Then the Patriot Act, and, well, you know, he's just going, you know, I guess everybody just going along to get along, huh? Looking out for us.
Yeah, Mark, Trump had got out there and made a tweet there about how he thought part of Kavanaugh's Ford's statement needed some further investigation, and then he said the same thing of Kavanaugh. So again, here you got the president who's trying to appoint someone, and now they're talking about maybe having a second person that they might appoint because he'll cave on this one. And this is just more of, like I say, of Donald Trump talking about, we need to get out of Syria, we need to do this, we need to think of the trillions wasted in Iraq, and now Trump is talking about, well, we need to find a way to get back into Iraq and stuff. It's government is the same regardless which side. It's just that you got to realize who's paying who, you know, or
right.
Who's bribing.
Now, I don't know. Now, I wasn't able to listen to you last week, but this week, sure. Earlier in the week, Mike Adams, who's connected with Alex Jones, before he was connected with Alex Jones, and they had a falling out or something, and then now Mike Adams is back with him, and he's got this. He created a video channel. He was in high tech, and he made a lot of money in that, so he was able to. He seems to be a pretty keen person, but anyway, he created a video channel for people so they won't be censored by YouTube, called Real.Video. Mm-hmm. Now on there, he put forth last week, like a weekend ago or 10 days ago, an emergency video, about 40-some minutes long, where he talks about that this Kavanaugh appointment is important for Trump to get a good guy on the Supreme Court in order for Trump. Now wait for the punchline.
Yeah.
In order for Trump to do what he's got to do to go out, because suppose now I'm hearing that there's all these indictments, thousands of indictments waiting in the wings to go after the deep state and traitors to our country who are deeply embedded in our government at multiple levels across the board. So in order, now what Mike Adams says is he's got to have somebody good on the Supreme Court. In order to go after these bad guys, he and gals, he's got to go after them with the military. Well, so it's going to be military police are going to have to do this, and in order to do that, he's going to have to declare martial law.
Yeah, I've heard now, that. Mark, can I interrupt you on one thought, though?
Sure.
I posted a comment such as that to a video that I was steered to from a friend in an email, and it was highlighting all these great things that Q had done. And again, Q had come out here with about 2 months ago about it's time to bomb Iran. Attack Iran, you know. And I'm going, what the hell would a Q so-called intelligence thing be putting that on there? So I had put on there in that comment there that Trump, who's surrounded by the DOJ and FBI that will do nothing on his behalf, how is he going to get these indictments or these alleged indictments? Well, anyway, I listed a few other little things like that. My comment lasted 3 minutes on YouTube before it was removed.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
And
okay.
Just like if you look at the UN speech that Trump did, the big long versions like that, everyone on there is, oh, this is great like that. But you go to the other ones that are shorter clips of like that, and it's exactly opposite. Everyone's pointing out the lies and like that. But everyone else on the longer videos, but oh, Trump is doing so great for the country and stuff, you know. And it's like, again, here he is. Launching Tomahawk missiles on innocent people and everything like that, talking about going into Iraq, talking about bombing Iran. These countries have done nothing to America. And this was all put out by Q.
Right. Okay. And I don't know. And I haven't even tapped into this Q thing. It sounds like a psyop to me. But anyway.
Well, if you watch Star Trek, Mark, if you've ever watched Star Trek, Q was a notorious evil guy. You know, that he jumped in there to cause a bunch of hell like that and popped back out.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about in the new Star Trek, right?
Yeah.
The new and improved high-tech version of Star Trek.
Voyager and Star Trek and improved.
Yeah. Which by the way, I never got into that. I like the old down and dirty, I like Kirk.
But so much has had parallels to today. The Borg, which is the ones that will simulate you, and if you know, a resistance is futile. This is all mental mind screwing, you know.
I know. Yeah. Well, so here's something that Art in Philadelphia, who is on Rick Adams' show on Saturdays, Art is from Philadelphia. He's grew up here in this area, and he's really keen on who the power center is of the chosen people, who are dual Israeli citizens. He clues us into these things. So he says, he brings to our attention that if Trump really wants to make America great again, how come since the beginning of the year he's approved 550,000 H-1B visas to come over, right?
That's right.
These are primarily they're Indians and Chinese, but primarily Indians, okay? Because they're so smart, and we Americans are just so dumb.
Who's Nikki Haley?
You know,
Mark, who's Nikki Haley?
Nikki Haley, she's an Indian. Yeah.
And
by the way, India and Israel have a really they're attached at the hip. They have been for a long time.
You drew a line to a dot.
Yeah. So here's another one. Meanwhile, while this Kavanaugh thing is going on with these gals accusing this and that, whatever, all the circus thing going on. A couple things coming up. And I'm originally from Missouri, so I caught this from my nephew who's back there. Missouri, as of today, going forward, is they've lowered the bar on what constitutes a felony. Okay,
California. So I'm wondering if they're paying criminals $1,000 not to commit crime, and then of course they're releasing everyone. I mean, you see what's going on.
Yeah. Okay. So, and I'm wondering if this is going on in other places besides you mentioned California. There's probably other places, but here's what's happening. So what their categories before were A through D for felonies. And then they had a Class A misdemeanor and then down A, B, C, D, whatever. Okay, so now they've turned Class A misdemeanors into Class E felonies. Okay, so what was formerly a Class A misdemeanor is now a Class E felony. So it's still a felony, right? It's a felony. And you know, a person can, these days, they're, you know, they can get a misdemeanor jaywalking, right? Okay, and
actually,
so that's
that video shows those two guys getting the hell beat out of them, and they just won what $600,000 there for those cops with their own body camera. But this is what you get for jaywalking.
Yeah. So another thing on the subject of medical marijuana, and I know that you're a part of, you know, you're part of that deal or whatever. So I just learned this from the Ted and Austin Brower show. They have like a 1 hour show, and I get their emails and I listen to the show, you know.
Yeah, try to hurry up. I'm running out of time, okay?
Okay, real quick. So the deal is they tell us that almost half the states have now legalized marijuana, but yet the number of marijuana arrests have gone up.
Sure. It's because so big pharma's behind this. They don't want you cutting into their billions of dollars profit. Just like down in Nevada where they had that shortage of so-called 2 weeks, and they found out that the Food and Beverage Administration that was dispensing it was having problems with the amount of alcohol and stuff that was being consumed, so they shut down the medical marijuana stuff.
It's crazy. I'll
yeah. Anyway,
let
I got to just
that.
Go.
Thanks.
Yeah, you take
Thanks,
care.
Keith.
Fred,
okay,
I'll pick you up
okay,
after
bye.
The break here. Anyway, we'll be right back, okay? 1-800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on Republic Broadcasting Network. We're now going to switch over to Fred there in Michigan. I hope you're having a good evening there, Fred. Over.
Yeah, hey.
Gather Mark your and, thoughts, Fred.
Mark in Philly motivated me to call. I'm going to shed some light for Mark so he can get up to speed. Brendan O'Connell, theamericanawakening.org, 21 July this year, theamericanawakening.org, 21 July this year, the title of the solo presentation by Brendan O'Connell is Chinese Communists Have Taken Over America, Who Set Up and Runs China?
Right.
So what he does is he tracks, ultimately he tracks back to the 1800s when the Sassoon Talmudic Jew family of Iraq expanded its operations into Asia and commenced the opium heroin wars with China, which lasted in total about 16 years.
Right, and remember that Roosevelt and John Kerry's family were all involved in that as drug runners.
Well, in fact, what Brendan O'Connell masterfully provides is incontrovertible, unimpeachable evidentiary proof from sources such as the Times of Israel, Haaretz, Jerusalem Post. Haaretz documents recently that David Ben-Gurion, whose real name is Grun, surname Grun, in 1924 publicly declared that he is a proud Bolshevik Jew. So right. Who orchestrated, conducted the 66 million slaughter of Russian Christians and others?
Well, Fred, that's what I've been trying to point out, though. Remember, during World War II, the Chinese and the Soviets, both communist, were allies of the United States. And then just a few short years later, they go out there to Vietnam under the premise of taking out communism. I mean,
right.
It's all a lie.
It is. And the CIA, what I call the communitarian insurrection agency, Operation Phoenix, Project Phoenix, Douglas Valentine, whose dad was a lifer with CIA, did a stellar YouTube presentation. The one time I will give James Corbett credit is with this interview of Douglas Valentine regarding CIA's Operation right. Phoenix.
All right, and I gotta cut you off, Fred. Fred, top of the hour here, so I gotta cut you off here. But anyway, thanks.
Why don't you hold me over?
All right, I'll hold you over there. All right. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Talk radio. The truth is on from talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and loud as it'll go.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.